What is up, everybody? Today is Monday, August 2nd, and we are going to catch you up on the crazy weekend that we had with NFTs. This is the second time recording this video because apparently we decided not to record the screen and only audio in a misstep. But we're going to do it again, bring you guys some of the great content that we saw happen over the weekend. Really, the theme is punks are not dead, and the NFT market as a whole is just up an insane amount. So with that said, the videos going forward for Morning Mint are going to be sponsored and partnered with Cometeer as the official coffee of Morning Mint. I'm going to put a link in the bio that allows you to not only skip the wait list to get the coffee, but to get 50% off your first order for only $1 per cup that comes with them. Essentially, you can just throw these cups in a coffee mug, pour some hot water in, and you instantaneously have gourmet level coffee. I totally am a fan of it. I wish I had my coffee mug, but I drank it while recording the previous video. It is really, really good coffee. I encourage everybody who is looking for a better coffee solution and faster coffee solution in the morning to check them out. So I'm excited to partner with them. With that said, jumping into the NFT news, punks are dead being the theme. And by being dead, I mean completely the opposite. We started Friday off during my Twitter spaces seeing a purchase roll through for an ape board or punk number 2140 being bought for 1600 ETH at, you know, just shy of $3.8 million. This purchase coming in by Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk being one of the prominent buyers in the space, who's been a huge advocate, huge onboarding person with his project VFriends, and telling everybody that the NFT market is one to not turn your shoulder on. Hours later, only two, I think, seen another ape go for sale for 2,250 ETH. Just shy of 5.5 million. This one being a beanie with our orange cap with the gold chain. These two sales in total, just shy of $10 million worth of sales. Crazy stuff happening. So those two sales essentially triggered what I'm going to call like the NFT weekend. It was 72 hours of absolute just buying floors, you know, tripling, doubling, quadrupling for some projects. Other projects being now valued at, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars more than they were. We saw the punks market cap increase by, I think, just shy of $1 billion. So huge things happening in the entire space. To give you some more context, we saw 88 punks get bought at once, the entire floor just get destroyed. And this was tracked down to be done by MiningDAO. MiningDAO minting or purchasing all 88 of those punks in one block. There is some analysis by Vape Ape into how this was done. They did a test the day before with the F2 pool, and they bought two punks in the same block. Essentially, they did this so that, one, they couldn't be front run in any of their purchases, and two, so they wouldn't kind of like signal off that there was this huge buying activity happening. Because I think they would have gotten like 10 or 15 in, and people would have noticed like, oh wow, there's people buying all these punks. It was then kind of, it was speculated that 3AC was the one, were the people behind this purchasing. It turns out that they were not. It was a totally different buyer who is not 3AC. So 3AC put a ton of money in. They did buy a zombie, I think. They did buy a metric ton of punks, several million dollars worth. But the 88 punk transaction was not them. It was another anonymous buyer who apparently does have some big bags to throw around. This just shows that, like, one, institutional money is here. Bigger buyers that we don't know about are coming into the space, and we're likely not done. Like, this is just the beginning. This was just a three-day period. This has now put punks and NFTs on the radar for so many other big players. And these conversations of every weekend, like people are like, you know, giving a nudge to their buddy and saying, hey, I found out about these NFTs. And then we see a flood in of money. This is just going to be a repeating process. Money went not only into punks, but as people sold punks, money flowed out into other projects, or people looked for projects that weren't getting that same love, or saying, where is the money going to go next? Art Blocks Curated being one of them, Bored Ape Yacht Club being one of them. And then we'll talk a little bit about like how Mooncats, Meebits, Twin Flames, a lot of like the blue chips are seeing these rises in activity and volume. We did see a Chromie Squiggle, Hyper Rainbow go for sale at 50. I do think that this was part of another deal, a little lower, but showing that pieces that we haven't sell in a while or have been dormant starting to see activity. The current Mooncat volume chart, this is from DGen Data. DGen Data showing us that, you know, we had that spike in early July. I think that was just because of some big purchases there. But we've been sitting around a 0.2 floor on Mooncats and not a lot of price activity. Over the weekend, again, this being one of those projects that people are saying, where is the money going to flow to next? What has been overlooked? Where is there quality but not price appreciation? And say Mooncats being one of the earliest projects and being one of the ones that has ongoing development, not having that price appreciation. So money flowing into Mooncats, and I've seen the floor double in the last 24 hours. I'm excited to see what happens in the long term for Mooncats. I do like the project and I hold one. But again, another phrase that I always say is like zig. When people are zigging, you should zag. Look where the money isn't flowing right now. It ought to be flowing because it's likely going to flow there at some point. You might just have to wait a little. I think that we're seeing lots of money flow into CryptoPunks. Those right now, not the best opportunity for high return on money. But if we look at things such as like Mooncats, a 0.4 floor can very easily double or triple from there. If the attention that we saw back in like, March comes back. So, just use that investment thesis as one to like analyze and use as a lens to analyze these different projects. So Tom Sachs Rocket Factory also launched over the weekend. This had insane demand. People now trying to match some of these exclusive rockets. We saw an Apple nose cone go for 30. The Yoda rocket for a total selling for 60 ETH to combined. And one of the notable ones that we saw was this Nike tail sell for 15 ETH. The story behind this tail is amazing. A 16-year-old got into NFTs and his first purchase was minting the Tom Sachs Rocket Factory. He minted this Nike rocket tail, turned his $200 into 15 ETH. And it's just an example of the craziness that we are seeing in this space where somebody can just hop into NFTs and instantaneously turn their money, $200 into $30,000 to $40,000. Just really cool story. Excited for people to make their money and flip. Excited to see what happens going forward with this project. We are seeing a floor of like two and lots of price activity off of that floor. Looking at the NFT market, everything really is up. CryptoPunks up, ArtBlocks Curated up, Bored Ape Yacht Club up. We have a floor for Bored Ape Yacht Club right now of 8.4. ArtBlocks Playground is up as people look to see if there are similar projects to buy into there. The one I'll note that is really prominent project that isn't really up, Vogu and Stoner Cats both kind of just sitting at the same floors that we had on Friday, not seeing much price appreciation. Meebits up from 1.4 to 1.92. I think people are making the hedge that Meebits are going to get the next kind of love from all this money. It is the Larva Labs project that didn't see the huge run-up yet in price, and it's just been kind of dormant. This is kind of the time, or the last time, I think you're going to have to really hop into this project and position yourself for a high run-up. Do we see Meebits go to a 5e floor? I think it's possible. And I do think it's a quality project, and they're going to have some big announcements and utilities that allow us allows you to make some money. Not financial advice. Again, I always got to say that anything I say is not financial advice. Do your own research. But I do think MeBits are one of the, if we look at like the top 15 projects, it's one of those projects that just hasn't seen that price run up yet. And we can talk a little bit more when we look at that specifically. Autoglyphs going from a floor around 100 a week ago, all the way up to 300 ETH floor, almost. The price activity over the last 7 days up 1,100%. Tom Sachs, Rocket Factory currently at a 1.85 floor. VFriends up from 4.4 floor to 5.8 floor. Seen a lot of money roll out of Punks into these other projects, like I said. Anything else crazy going on? Cool Cats up to 0.8 from 0.5. Nothing much happening with Bored Ape Kennel Club. Pegs at a 50 ETH floor. Punks Comic at a 1.8 floor. Wicked Craniums at a 0.26 floor. Twin Flames at a 50 ETH floor. I have some really strong opinions about this project now. I have some issues with it, around, you know, the way things are being managed there. I do really like the project. I really wish, the way deals have been, are being done behind the table were being done in a better fashion. Damien Hirst currently sitting, just below a 4 ETH floor. You know, I think this project is one that hasn't fully played out. And as we head towards that burn period, we see these numbers increase dramatically. Just look at Punk's Comic. What happened with that? Going from a 0.8 floor to 1.8 floor, once that burn period began, supplies will go down. Supply will go down. Demand likely stay the same. People want to own it. So we'll have to see how that plays out. Otherwise on this list for the projects across, Xcopy, one of ones on Super Rare, way up. And then for the OpenSea open editions, we're seeing those way up as well. Nothing else too crazy going on. I think the entire market right now is seeing activities sending it higher. The ArtBlox curated, you can see over the last 3 days, getting a huge run up in price, activity, and volume. It's another blue chip that everyone who wants to buy into. The Bored Ape Yacht Club sales, you know, again, money running in, another high buy. Like, all the charts right now look like this, that we're going to talk about. Like, it's just, you know, relaxed, and then Friday hits and we see huge volume, huge price increase. Seeing lots of double digit sales now for Bored Ape Yacht Club as people want to hop in. For ArtBlox Playground, we did see a 20 ETH sale for the project that looks the most like Fidenza's on the Playground side. Yukamenopolis, number 502, selling for 20 ETH. They have that Fidenza kind of vibe where, you know, we have these crazy patterns. They look really good. I think the floor on these now is 4 ETH. So definitely keep an eye on those. They look really cool. Like, I'll just pull them up here. They look really cool. The floor is 4.2, it looks like. Actually, it's closer to 6. So, Fidenza vibes, really hardcore. Love the patterns, love the styles. Looks like really cool art. The MeBits market currently is one that I just don't think has seen that run up. If we look at all the other charts, have those spikes, they have that volume. However, with MeBits, we're just not seeing it. It might be easier if we drop this down to 60 days. We can see the volume increase, period, activity there. We get another spike, but not really. Like, it just is that one project I look at and I think has potential to run up much higher, and we can see the floor here go to 5 potentially. So I'm currently looking there if you're curious where I'm looking. The Autoglyphs market up to almost 300 ETH on the floor. People have bought these for 2 ETH, flipping them for 200, just insane to me. Some flipping them closer to 300. Those will be fine pieces of art and forever kind of valued in the market. As a Tom Sachs project continues to sell right now, we're seeing more and more sales roll through. In the high ETH numbers, tens to 20 is not abnormal here. So people are trying to make those combos on the Rockets. I think we saw one here by Remy, 1337, make a cup noodles Rocket for about 10 ETH. Very cool. Interested to see how this project plays out over the long term. V Friends currently sitting at that higher floor. Again, another example of money rolling out of one project, such as CryptoPunks, into others. I think people are trying to get into stuff that they weren't able to. We saw some gift goats go for sale, some spectaculars go for sale. So very exciting there. Cool Cats being one of the projects. So I said Cool Cats, MeeBits, Bored Ape Yacht Club, and I forget, there's another one that I have my eye on. I think there's projects that can see some high returns, just because if we look at Bored Ape Yacht Club, there it's hard to jump in there as a newcomer, where Cool Cats is much more affordable, and I can see somebody saying, okay, I want to have a profile photo, jump in the NFT space, and they buy a Cool Cat. So I'm excited to see what happens here. I do think that we could see these roll towards the 2 ETH floor if big buying power came in, such as like demand or announcement from the project. So excited to see what happens there. The one thing I noted the last time I recorded this video is that the number of holders for Cool Cats at 3,600, it's pretty well distributed. There's, 33% or 36% distribution. So, I think as we get closer to these events where, okay, people want to get in and this is a cool project, we'll see this number rise. And because it's not so like bag held right now, like we don't have only 1,200 holders or 2,200 holders, there that just kind of opens it up for there to be a community around it like Bored Ape Yacht Club has. So I'm interested to see this over the next couple weeks, what will happen. I do think this week we'll see a lot of these projects that are being slept on start to run. We saw private money starting to get in, hedge funds, private equity. And I think it's making people think, where's the money going next? And what is most accessible for the average person who wants to buy in? And some people are going to identify that as projects like Cool Cats, but then there might be other projects that we've just slept on, like looking at Wicked Cranium still at a 0.3 floor. Does that suddenly become something that everybody wants to hold? So worth keeping an eye on that. The Punks comic currently announcing the burn period opening up, I think, on Friday, thus sending us from a 0.8 floor to 1.8. Punk's Comic also announcing, or Pixel Vault actually announcing, that Video Game Freak has been hired. Video Game Freak has been hired as a business development and operations employee. Excited to see that. He's a very smart person, has a lot of really good skill sets, and a very, very agile thought process. So excited to see what he does there. As you can see, we're just seeing the normal, the normal just mint sales go. We're not seeing anything special as far as numbers go for sale. I think a lot of those people are holding on to theirs. The Hearst on OpenSea, we've seen a high sale of 6 ETH. That was the one that just got pulled up there. Otherwise, the current floor around 3.75 being where most of the sales are happening. We have seen a 5. We have seen that 5.99. It looks like people are just kind of, if they don't want to hold, they're trying to get rid of it. We did see a 10 ETH sale roll in here. So it looks like OpenSea lying to me earlier when I sorted by highest last sale. Did have a 10 ETH sale. I'm curious what that was for specifically. Let's see here. It just says we. Not sure why, but I think as we get closer to that burn window, we see the pricing here change dramatically. Just look at Punk's Comic. So the big story and what I was trying to get to as fast as possible during this video is talking about Punk's a little bit more. To actually see the floor right now at 32 is insane. On Friday morning when I recorded Morning Mint, we were at a 22 ETH floor. So 10 ETH in 3 days in rises. So I know people had bought around the floor and they flipped, and I know people who made 50 ETH over the weekend just, you know, buying and flipping MeBit or buying CryptoPunks. So this floor can very easily go to 40. Like, it's not crazy to think that we'll have a four for the leading number on the floor. You know, if it hasn't been bought at this point, this has been picked through. Like, everybody has spent the weekend moving hundreds of thousands of dollars around, looking at what's available to purchase. The floor is at $82,000. $82,000. That is just crazy. There are points that the floor was down in the 30s, I think. And to see it, you know, 1.5x from that is just wild to me. The really crazy thing is if we go to all punk sales, and I'll refresh this just to see what's happened in the last, hour here since the previous recording. To get to the start of this, I think we have to go back like 7 pages. So there were 7 pages of sales since Friday afternoon when we saw the, those 2 ape sales roll through. And that should just give you guys an idea of how absolutely insane those 72 hours of purchasing were. Actually, is it more than that? Is it 9 pages? It's 9 pages. So we have to go back to page 9 for Friday afternoon, where we see, Gary Vaynerchuk purchases for what is now valued at $4.22 million. His ape for 1,600 ETH. And then, a few hours later, we see the other ape go for sale. So this ape goes for sale. We see huge buying activity, floor getting bought up, more and more people hopping in. That second ape sale go in. And then we're off to the races. And I won't go through this punk by punk. We saw hoodies going for sale. We saw zombies go for sale. So 700 and 850 ETH sales on the zombies. We saw, wild hairs going for sale. VR is going for sale. As far as beanies, 3 beanies going for sale. 1 for $300, 220, 275, another 300 beanie sale. Top hats absolutely getting eaten up. It was like top hats, hoodies, anything that was like a value trait. People decided, hey, it's time to buy in and purchase. The most painful one of all of these to watch go for sale, was this punk here going for 46, punk number 3978. It is frustrating to watch something that I was like working towards for several months, making trades, making deals, trying to recover from some of the missteps and mistakes that I made in the learning process. It was hard to see something that was probably only, 7 days away from me being able to afford, go for sale. I don't even know what it's listed at. I'm curious. We'll look on stream just to get an idea. This is currently not listed. And it was offered for 68. So hopefully this goes back for sale. Whoever this guy, let's see who owns this. Kev Allen, whoever that guy is, hopefully doesn't relist it for too much. I'm really trying to work towards being able to afford that punk. And I think a lot of people are in the same boat as me. Everybody kind of dreams of owning a punk. It's so OG. It's like that project to own. And a lot of people saw kind of like their dream punks and the punks that they were working towards go for sale over the last couple of days. A really cool site that I found, or somebody actually in my Discord sent me. If you're not in the Discord, link below, please join. NFT valuations, a site that allows us to track CryptoPunks sales and evaluations, seeing this insane run up. So if we look back to the middle of June, the current valuation would be $700 million about. Us seeing since then, or even as early, like soon as like early July, seen us add about $1 billion in market cap to the CryptoPunks project, currently sitting at a $1.75 billion evaluation, or an ETH 660,000 ETH evaluation. It's really cool. It breaks down all the different attributes and types for what the floor is at and what the average valuation is at. Just a cool asset tool to use while looking at this stuff. The last 7 days, USD wise, we're up 100% in CryptoPunk's valuation as a whole. So that should give you an idea of the amount of money flowing into it and price action happening. As a whole, looking at the market real quick before we wrap up this video, gas, nothing too crazy happening this morning. We have seen gas over the weekend getting a little crazy. This is very high. Couple days here, gas spikes, Tom Sachs and some Art Blocks drops. I believe this was the Sachs drop, just getting crazy. The whole market, as far as crypto goes, Bitcoin pulling back over the last 24 hours, down 5% almost. Ethereum kind of holding steady. The entire market as a whole down 2%. So, we've seen really good appreciation in a lot of these prices over the last week or two. I think Ethereum's going to kind of hold steady as we wait for, I think it's Thursdays, the burning beginning on transactions, that changeover happening. I'm not sure if we keep going higher. It's going to be one of those things where I've seen a lot of the, buy the news, sell the rumors, the actual announcement, or buy the rumor, sell the news. I think Ethereum could pull back even if everything goes smoothly. And I think a lot of people are buying into it, kind of expecting that run up to happen or attention to shift to Ethereum. So we'll have to watch and see what happens there. A closing remark, interesting one. I mentioned after tweeting about Morning Mint that this is a show. I think people were confused. They felt there was a huge minting event that was going to happen this morning. And in fact, it is just the video. But Richard replying and giving an actual very cool idea that we should mint the actual videos, and he'll hook us up with a contract. If this is something that sounds cool and we're interested in and we think we can do in a tasteful way, let me know. I'm going to talk to Richard about this and see if we can move forward with it. But yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching. It was a crazy week of, or crazy weekend of buying. CryptoPunk certainly being at the center of it, and Gary Vaynerchuk being, whether he wants to accept it or not, Gary Vaynerchuk kind of being the spark that set off the explosion this weekend. So I'm kind of glad that it can be him. I do think he's done a lot of good for the space. He cares a lot about the space. With that said, let me know if you have any comments, feedback. I'm going to get some water, and some more coffee here. Have a good one. Hope you guys meant some great stuff this week, and